The decision was made during a private meeting yesterday at the Capitol. Speaker Mike Sheridan issued a written statement saying Democrats were pleased to work with Van Hollen to make the budget stronger for public safety. Van Hollen had complained that the budget passed by the Democratic-controlled Joint Finance Committee cut his department more than other agencies. He said yesterday that he was glad Assembly Democrats listened to his concerns.
I am satisfied that we struck a fair compromise. We're still going to be making cuts in the Department of Justice that are very, very large and are going to be difficult to make and are going to be damaging to services, but hopefully we won't have to lay off employees or damage services to law enforcement.
Assembly Democrats also tweaked another part of the budget that would have cut Van Hollen's state funding by another $1 million to pay for raises for assistant district attorneys and assistant public defenders. The way they left the plan, it would still let the attorney general pay for the raises if he chooses. Van Hollen says he's almost certain he won't be able to do that. This funding is not a done deal. Democrats who run the state Senate will get their turn at the budget next week. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker has said Van Hollen was given a big increase in funding in the last budget and should live up to his campaign promise to do more with less. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.